Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is walking instructions. Did you know the Bible gives you instructions of how to walk, where to walk? You can't just be wandering around. First point I want to make is that if you're walking with Christ, you have to walk in the Spirit. Because if you don't, you'll feel the lust of the flesh. Simple as that. So you got to be walking in the Spirit. You should figure out how to do that. Number two, you need to choose the road upon which you're going to walk. Because Jesus said, broad is the road that leads to destruction. And a whole bunch of people are going to take that road and be destroyed. We're supposed to walk the narrow path that few find, but we can find. Oh, and let's not forget walking by faith. We're supposed to walk by faith and not by sight. Because if we don't, we can't please God. And we don't want that. Then there's walking by divine order. You've heard the scripture that says the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. Those are marching orders. Those are orders that we have that says, walk this way, this is the way, walk ye in it. I'll bet you didn't know that your whole Christian life can be boiled down to a walk. We're walking through life. And we're walking by faith. We're walking in the Spirit. We're walking in accordance to the orders that we've been given. And that's divine revelation. That's knowing the will of God. That's a great thing. We're so privileged to be able to use our minds and our hearts to seek God, to know Him, and to know Jesus and the power of His resurrection in our life. That's so good. So, as you're thinking about walking somewhere, walk with the Lord. Walk in the light as He is in the light. Because that's where we're supposed to be. We're not supposed to be walking in darkness. Don't do that. You walk in the Spirit. You walk by the marching orders of the revelation that God has given you. You walk by faith and you walk in the light. These are the basic instruction that has been given to every believer that has a desire to follow Christ. Now, if you're just a Sunday Christian, you're not going to know any of this and you're not going to care. But be careful, because I remember a scripture that He will stand and say to some people that told Him, He says, Lord, didn't we cast out devils in Your name? Didn't we do mighty things? And He's going to say, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. And why would He do that? Because He never knew them. He never walked with them. He may have given them marching orders and they disobeyed. He said, walk in the Spirit, and they stayed in the flesh. He said, walk by faith, and they walked by sight. They had no spiritual discernment, no understanding. And yet they did mighty things anyway. But doing mighty things doesn't get you into heaven. Knowing Jesus does. So receive Him today if you don't know Him. Ask Him to come into your heart and save you. Repent of your sins. And then walk with Him. These are the basic instructions of walking with Christ. Do that today, won't you? God bless you. And have a great day.